Preise und
Hello.
Hey Guan, it's Pete from Baker Cardiff. How you doing?
Not bad. How you doing, man?
Not bad. Not bad. Busy, man. I want to touch base with you here. So I sent over that other quote over to underwriting. So they said, "See what we can do." Not really much they can do there. Was there a repo in your history?
There was. I mean, basically, I purchased this vehicle, and it was a lemon. The car, I mean, I did what I was supposed to. I took it to the dealership to have it checked out. I bought, the most expensive warranty you could possibly get. But the warranty probably spent, maybe 10 grand on this car. It was a Mercedes, and it had this one glitch that every year it would just – the same thing would go down. So the warranty covered it a couple of times. And the last time, I would have had to cover it out of my pocket. And the other thing about it, I know it's probably going to break down in another year. And so I just had to let the car go. It just wasn't worth it. It was, I don't know, I went online and I Googled it, and that was a common problem that happens with that Mercedes. Like, basically what happens is the vehicle just drops down to the ground, and you can't even drive the car no more. So, it's like a common problem that happens with this model of Mercedes. And so I just let the car go, man. I mean, the thing about it, I mean, I've never had one late payment with the car, but and I know I shouldn't have done that, but basically because of the mileage and everything, I couldn't even trade it in. And my credit is actually better now than it was when I purchased the vehicle. So it was hard to, just get rid of it because it was just so upside down.
Yeah, I got some car troubles, man. Same deal. My mechanic told me the other day, he's like, I usually tell this to people, but you should get rid of this thing. put it on somebody else's. I luckily don't have a payment on my car, but yeah, I can imagine if I was still making payments and it was still doing this stuff, I'd be like, I have to sell this, but I'm still, I'd be in the same spot.
Right. Well, I mean, it is what it is, man. I just got this truck financed with my bank, and I'm pretty sure that my bank may do it, but I just think that with me just getting a new auto loan, I didn't go to them. I don't know.
If they had done it before, that's basically where we're at as far as just like the, because there's not really too much you didn't really have traditional bank statements, so we couldn't really go off the, it was basically a credit, straight up credit-based loan.
The reason why I didn't have a business account was, basically now these days banks require you to have an EIN number, and I have an EIN number. But long story short, I just called the IRS yesterday, and they sent me this confirmation number of my EIN number. So I'm supposed to get it in 5 to 10 days. And once I get it, I'm just going to open up a business account. I had no choice. I have no choice. I got this letter, FedEx, 2 days ago from my bank, basically saying that we noticed that you do business transactions in your personal account. And they was you're going to have to get a business account, or we're going to have to freeze your account. And I'm well, you know what? So I'm actually going to have a business account within a week, and let's go from there,
You definitely want to get that all established, dude, because I actually have a customer right now. The IRS knocked on his door it's for one of his employees, but it's a trucking industry, and dude, hasn't paid taxes in 4 years. It's a chocolate mess, dude. They told him they want $1.1 million in back taxes. Like, could you imagine just waking up one day, going to work, and then somebody like comes into your door and just goes, "Hey, you owe us $1 million."
Right, right. That's a bad situation.
It's a shitty day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Well, I'll
help you out
in
the long run, dude. It'll help you out in the long run, getting all like the business accounts on paper. It'll just like legitimize you in the eyes of, you know, banks and lenders and other things like that, you know.
Right. I mean, I just pretty much got away with it for a long time.
I mean, especially in the food industry, like, trust me, like, I had tons of, you know, I worked in the restaurant industry before, you know, while I was in school, and it's just the way it is. Like, it's a lot of cash, you know, people don't, you know, you can go set up a tent. And my boss used to do this all the time, 4th of July, like, leave the restaurant for the day, go set up a tent, sell Greek souvlaki sticks, man, chicken sticks. He said he's like, I would do this every day if I could. I make way more money, all cash.
Right. But you're right, but when it comes down to getting a loan, it's like,
Yeah, so, then you're like, nah, dude, I have a great business. I have a, you know, drive a Mercedes, I have money, but they're like, dude, on paper, you can't prove any of it. And you're like, shit. And
right.
You're like,
right.
So that's definitely the way to go, man. Just for just down the road now that your business is picking up, starting to grow a little bit, I think it's like the right move for you.
Okay. Well, I'll touch base with you in a few months. And
yeah, man. Maybe we
go from there.
Something for sure. You know, I'd love to get this done. It's not like a done deal here.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
All right, man. You take it easy.
You too, man. We'll touch base later. I'll call you in about a month or two.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Take care, Kwan.
Bye-bye.